Let's fight, but we can adapt it. Who knows what may come next?
We are slightly distracted this morning because Uncle Michael, he's come down from the farm today. We haven't spoken to him for ages. The Absinthe Farmer, you may recall him a couple of years ago, picked up a fairly big international award for the moonshine that he produces up on the farm. And he's
just bought the most amazing kit in.
Just describe what you've got in front of you there, Michael.
Bloody moonshine. Oh, well, I'm actually... G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Michael.
Mike and Doc and... And your mum, your little old mate, Robbie boy. We've got this fantastic new product out. We need to bring it in. We brought it in because we need you guys, we need your opinion.
Now, what looks like a grade 9 chemistry set that you've set up there? You've got a few bottles with different different coloured liquids in
we have.
And some test tubes
we
or something.
We have. And we're going to call it the DBSM Bitters.
Right, okay. What's that?
Oh. Dr. Buck's Silly Bum Marake Bitters.
Right.
DBS.
Okay, all right.
Sorry to call Marake Silly Bum, but you'll understand why we call you Silly Bum in a minute, Dals.
Oh, it's me.
Okay. That's it. Yeah. So you feature strongly in this.
I'm scared.
So it's really started because Ulla, the master distiller, my wife, and put up with it, she's sort of suffering with depression and menopause because she's at that age.
Right.
So we've had to create something for her. So we want you to give us a bit of an idea of what you reckon.
Okay.
Now, the first one is St. John's wort. So we'll put the pipette in and we'll just do a little bit.
So that's a herbal remedy, kind of herbal.
This is a bitters, mate. Right. This is just, squirt that in. Look at this.
Okay, St. John's wort is very good for that kind of thing.
So you're squeezing.
That's the first one.
Squeezing it into the test tube.
Now the next one is passion flower.
Oh, nice.
And this is passion. This is like women's business.
All right.
This is strictly for you. Oh, Jesus. Well, I better stick it in the right. I stuck it in the wrong hole there.
No, don't do that.
We go.
We're squeezing the pipette, and you've got a couple of different coloured liquids into the test tube there.
Now the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, this one. This is horny goat's weed.
Right. I've seen this behind the counter at many health food shops.
What exactly is horny goat's weed?
Horny goat's
weed
is the aphrodisiac.
Right.
That's the...
Okay.
I mustn't put too much. There we go.
All right.
Sorry, guys. This is going... Well, this is getting exciting and we're filling it up now.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the next one is the herbal distillate base, wormwood mugwort. It's to purge intestinal worms.
Right. So we've got quite
a... That's where the silly bum thing comes in, doesn't it?
So we've got quite an elixir going on here.
Oh, there is.
Wormwood is the main ingredient in absinthe.
Yes,
oh, I got the active
wormwood
ingredient.
Wormwood is the so-called thuyong, which is the hallucinogenic stuff, which we talked about before, is a load of bollocks
doesn't
in some
really
respects, really.
It doesn't really. It's
now,
not,
the next... And then the next one, this is... Now, this is the... This is similar. This is like Marie. This is this is Silly Bum Marianum, which is St. Mary's Sissel.
Right.
And this is a liver protector.
Oh, good.
This is all rather...
And so this is all
essential.
Is all non-alcoholic
now,
so far.
No, they're all spirit-based.
All right. Now, Michael, is this what you get up to on the farm when there's a little bit of downtime?
This is what we do in the spare time. now, the next one, just to give it a bit of
time. It's obviously very effective.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to really start my day.
The next one is Alas Krupnik, which is like a Polish... herbal liqueur, which is made from honey. This would just give it a bit of a... Didn't I put that in there? Well, no, I think I did.
You're spilling a little bit, are you, Michael?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting a bit
excited. You
missed a little bit of the second last one in the last test tube.
You haven't,
that one there?
There
we go.
Have you been at it already?
No, now it's a double, sir.
And that one too. Didn't I... that's the silly bum.
If you've just joined us this morning, we have Uncle Michael, the absinthe farmer, in, and he's actually last night he just picked up two of the biggest awards that you can win in food and beverages in Australia.
Now he's putting stoppers in the test tubes.
Yeah, but he's making himself
I didn't put one for myself. What a bummer.
Okay, so you've got how many test tubes have you got there?
One each.
Okay, and so you've made this potion up. Now, ordinarily, I think that the occupational health and safety officer of Triple J might have an issue with having somebody come in
and mix liqueurs.
Shake well.
Now, the issue here, I've got to say, Uncle Michael, is that I'm actually participating in Dry July at the moment and can't drink alcohol.
Well, you've got to forget that. This is a special, a momentous occasion. This is going to, this is actually very, very medicinal. This
I'll
is
buy a, you a golden ticket today,
is,
Lindsay.
This is
this,
your
med. Right?
Yeah, okay. If it's
we're not going to watch you do it. We'll pretend you're not doing it. Do you want me to do it instead
okay.
of you?
You ready?
Now shake
okay.
it. Now not clink glasses okay. and say, na zdorovia. Cheers, good health. And down the hatch.
Okay.
Oh, yum. Yum. Look, exciting stuff.
It's actually quite nice.
That is really nice.
It's
my
it's
bum's gone all silly, I think.
now we've honestly, we've what's never gonna, really what? Tried it. This is an experiment,
oh,
guys.
Okay, thanks
a lot. Michael.
You're the guinea pigs.
Well, that's very, what's, very warm inside.
What's it going to do to us?
Well, women's business, depression, aphrodisiac, purging intestinal worms and liver protection, it's
gonna
to be, mention a few.
It's going
to
be a very interesting 10 minutes of this show. We have Uncle Michael, the absinthe farmer, in this morning, who's been concocting some potions today.
Yes,
from
they made us feel nice.
Little vials of strange coloured liquid today.
It's now, medicinal, before you start asking.
It is yes. medicinal. Now, the big news for you, though, Michael, is that your little company has won a number of awards overseas and here in Australia. Last night you were at an awards ceremony.
We were.
Yeah, did you dress
Darling
up?
Darling Harbour.
Did you dress up for it?
Well, yeah, here I am. This is my suit.
Okay, so you're wearing shorts and a colourful T-shirt.
Yeah, that's how we went.
So
and my Blunsons.
And your buddies. and how did you go?
Oh, well, mate, we cleaned them up again. We won the first one and the second one.
How do the... I imagine there's some reasonably serious sort of food types at these sorts of events. How do they respond to the kind of the white-haired hippie from the hills?
Well,
coming
I don't
down
know,
and picking out the taking out the big gong at their...
Well, half of them that come up to you afterwards, of course, congratulations that... And of course, they're all in their monkey suits and their ties and their black stuff. You bastard, how can you get away dressing like that? I said, well, that's how I dress, mate. Yeah. Bollocks to wearing that bloody penguin suit.
You guys did indulge in a little bit of psyching out of the opposition, or at least of the other people competing, being that your business partner Anne, actually encouraged someone to eat their own product, which wasn't necessarily intended for human consumption.
No, what happened?
Well, Anne will tell you.
Yeah, what happened, Anne?
Please, let us know.
It's quite funny because they say this is such a good product and you can eat it yourself.
Yeah,
like it's
but
good
no,
for
what,
human
what
consumption.
Was it?
Yeah, but talk about the product. What was the product?
Well, it was dog food, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so
this guy said, "Here's the all the finest and best ingredients go in this," and so Anne's piped up. She said, well, eat it then. And, of course, the silly bug, well, I don't know about silly bugger, but he ate it on stage and, oh, shit, I said, oh, bloody love.
Michael, had you been feeding in one of your potions beforehand?
No,
tell the truth,
we actually,
honestly.
We actually did meet him. He was from Melbourne. We did actually meet him beforehand, so it was quite funny.
I want to know exactly what goes on in the food and beverage industry. You got people up on stage eating dog food. You're mixing potions at 8:30 in the morning. We're glad.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
It's all good fun. It's all the whole thing of life and business has got to be fun, isn't it?
Yes.
There's too much serious crap in the world.
You're
exactly.
absolutely right.
And you've got to have it fun. And
Uncle Michael, the absinthe farmer, it is a treat indeed to see you once again, sir. Congratulations, not only the winner, but also the highly commended at the Food Magazine Challenge Awards last night, and also purveyor of some very strange but heartwarming little potions this morning, too.
Oh, heart style.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
See you guys. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.